Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Just got a little more information, and Tom Izzo will be joining us near the top of the hour. Just back from New York City, and congratulations to him on the Legends of Coaching Award. We want to bring in our next guest, Emily Nichols, homecoming court ambassador for Michigan State. Hello, Emily. How are you?
Hello. I'm very good. How are you?
You are from Ludington, correct?
Yes, I am.
All right. What is a homecoming court ambassador?
What we do is we promote all the different homecoming court activities that happen throughout the week, as well as attend numerous different events throughout the year, kind of talking about different leadership skills that you can have or different organizations you can join. But primarily it's to promote homecoming week because it is a big deal when all the alumni come back and can get together with all the students here.
All right. Are you a junior, senior?
I'm a senior. We're
You're
all seniors.
A senior. Everyone is a senior. To be a senior.
Yes.
Okay. In terms of homecoming, before you came to Michigan State University, what was your impression of homecoming?
Well, I always thought of homecoming as just, in my high school, it's pretty much the popularity contest. The five girls, five boys that are pretty popular in the grade get nominated by the school. You wear a pretty dress, and then you get crowned. So, and it's a lot different here.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about some of those differences, because they are important.
Well, a big thing for us is that we don't like to fall into the stereotype that this is the popularity contest with a queen and a king. The court is just 10 people. There's no voting. We're all equals. And we're more so on the court for our different leadership abilities and the organizations that we're a part of and for how much we all love MSU.
How many members of the homecoming court, Emily?
There are 10, two boys and eight girls this year.
And how many applied or were nominated?
I believe around 30 were nominated, okay. And they did a paper cut down to 20. And then those 20 people interviewed, and they cut it down to the 10 of us.
All right. We talk about this not being a popularity contest, and there's some very personable, attractive young people on this court. But when you look at the resumes here, they are extremely impressive. I just want to talk about yours for a minute.
All right.
You are co-chair of the Women's Initiative for Leadership Development.
Yes.
Undergraduate Research Cognitive Development Lab. Where is that?
That is located in Erickson Hall. It's through the College of Education here.
All right. You are a sexual assault relationship violence prevention program peer educator. What does that involve?
What we do is we go around to all the different dorms on campus and talk to freshmen to try and educate them about sexual assault and relationship violence on campus and what they can do to make a difference to kind of stop all the occurrences of them on campus.
All right. You are an intern at the Couples and Family Therapy Clinic. What is that?
That is because I'm planning on going into marriage and family therapy next year at grad school. And so it's a really great experience because not a lot of undergraduates get to see what marriage and family therapy is like before they apply to the program for master's. And so I actually get to sit and watch live cases as they're happening, which is really amazing, and get to put my advice and input in the case and let the therapist know what I think maybe they should do or if I have any questions, and also some of the basic, like, intern things, like I do the paperwork, filing.
You're also
like
a conference assistant for the summer sports camps, a tremendously profitable venture for the Michigan State Athletic Department, and thousands of kids here every summer benefiting from that. How long have you done that?
I just did that last summer.
Okay.
It was really cool because you just see all these kids, and they're so energetic, and they're so excited to be there. And it just reminds me of when I was in high school, and I would go to swim camp, and I was just so excited to be there.
All right, and your study abroad experience was international engagement in Mexico. That was 2009. Tell us a little bit about that.
What that was during spring break, I went to Mérida, Mexico. And it wasn't a typical study abroad because it wasn't really about taking classes. It was about community service. So I volunteered at a nursing home there called Amigos de Santiago, and we pretty much repaired as much as we could the building because right. The walls were torn down. There was trash everywhere. So we cleaned it up for them and tried to just make it a little more of a happy place for them to live.
Emily, I'm sorry to tell you this, but it doesn't look like you've done very much while you've been at Michigan State.
I know. I've been a little bit of a slacker.
I was going to ask you what you did in your 3 minutes of free time each day.
I like to take a nap.
I can understand that. I can understand that. You know, Scott, we talk about this from time to time, and there are so many young people that defy the stereotype. And I think that if you are around young people, you are energized. You find out exactly what makes them tick, what they are involved in, how many different activities they take part in, and how concerned they are with their community and their country. Would you say, Emily, that you have seen an awful lot of your fellow students get involved in these kinds of programs?
I have. Like, I'm amazed at the amount of students that get involved, and specifically even in the organizations I'm in. WILD, the Women's Initiative for Leadership Development, our numbers are up by about 10, 15 girls this year. SARV has so many volunteers. It's amazing. And just looking at the other 9 people on this court with me shows that people on our campus really are making a difference and getting involved.
I suppose there are students who go to class when they wake up in time, who go sit and play euchre and then go to the bar every night. But I haven't run into as many of them as maybe I did when I was actually a student. So you're to be commended for everything you have done. Congratulations on being
part of
the homecoming court, and enjoy yourself this weekend.
All right. Thank you very much.
Emily Nichols. Does she sound like someone who's going to be giving back for a long time or what?